two crews from Maidstone were called to a van alight outside an industrial unit. When they got here, they found that there was the van alight and an adjacent fire outside Unit 15. Looked like it was in cardboard and pallets that had been stacked up outside the door.
And how many teams have you had on site this morning? Just describe the sort of work they've been doing.
We've had 8 appliances at the peak, height vehicle, and we've been using all of the tools that we've got in our box. We're using special equipment to put water in through the roof of the adjacent buildings. We've used it to go through the walls and through doors. We've had to break in different to units to make sure that the fire spread isn't moving away from the scene of origin. And it's been quite arduous work.
And how many guys have you had on the site?
We've had 8 pumps. Well, we're looking at 4 per pump, so that'll give you the idea of the numbers. Specialist appliances, additional officer cover. It's been a large impact into Kent Fire and Rescue's armoury.
And what will your work involve for the rest of the day? What have you still got to do here?
Priority is to return to normal operating, to get the occupiers who've had damage back into their units so they can assess and start rebuilding, making sure that the smoke that's penetrated adjacent units is vented out and that we can restore normality.
And is there any idea on what the cause may be, or is it too early to say?
We haven't really started with an investigation, needless to say. Obviously, we found 2 seats of fire, which is suspicious, and the police are now going to carry out an investigation into that.